We spend far more money on prisons than on higher education in the state, and the old saying is true. You really do reap what you sow. Michigan lags behind our neighboring states when it comes to percentage of highly educated young adults. But we lead the nation in keeping people locked up. The average Michigan inmate serves 4.3 years, almost a year and a half longer than the national average. We're locking them up and going broke doing so. We're spending an average of $34,000 a year to keep each of our 43,000 inmates behind bars. To be fair to the Department of Corrections, it could be worse. 6 years ago, there were 51,000 inmates. If that were still the case, and if the department had not privatized food service and adopted other cost savings, the figure would be close to $3 billion. But what we are spending is too much, and one courageous and conservative state representative is trying to do something about it. Joe Haveman, a Republican from Holland, is one of a number of lawmakers interested in possibly shortening sentences. As he eloquently put it, being tough on crime above all other concerns simply hasn't created a safer society. 30 years ago, Michigan had barely 13,000 inmates, but our prison population then exploded, largely as a result of two events. Lawmakers seeking to fight drugs enacted harsh penalties in the late 1970s, notably the 650 lifer law, which took away discretion from judges. In 1998, the legislature approved harsher sentencing guidelines, which nearly doubled the time served. But I doubt that people feel safer than they did before all that. Now, a law review commission headed by Governor Snyder's close confidant, Richard McClellan, plans a comprehensive, data-driven approach to seeing how Michigan can lower prison costs and keep released cons from coming back. That's a very good idea, but I'm afraid it's doomed to fail for two reasons. One is that there are always politicians who find it easy to demagogue by yelling that the bad guys need to be locked up forever. The other reasons reforms tend to fail are cases like Patrick Selipak, a prisoner who was mistakenly released thanks to a bureaucratic mistake 7 years ago and who promptly tortured and murdered three people. Prison reform is truly necessary, if only to avoid completely bankrupting our society. We need to look at it in a comprehensive way. Though it's become a cliché, we need to lock away only the people we're legitimately afraid of, not those we're mad at. Milton Mack, the chief probate judge in Wayne County, has long been interested in prison problems. He believes we could safely release thousands of inmates and save hundreds of millions by moving to sentence them instead to psychiatric help and proper medication. His ideas deserve serious consideration. And also, as Haveman noted, society would be better off if we could get people out of prison and producing something of value. I think we're treating the symptoms and not always treating the cause, he said. Let's hope our leaders find the political will to turn this around.